The Amsterdam Free Library, which is more than a century old, has been nominated for a spot on the National and New York State Registries of Historic Places, as officials at the library are envisioning what the building could look like in the future. I recently joined Library Director Nicole Hemsley for a tour of the library.
This building is a Carnegie Library. The board in 1902 wrote Andrew Carnegie asking for funds for Amsterdam to have a public library. He agreed so long as they found a plot of land and that the city agreed to support them. So this is the plot of land that they were able to get. Construction started in 1902. It wasn't complete until 1903. Apparently had been a very bad winter. It's Beaux-Art style construction, architecture. And we've had the, unfortunately had to have the front redone recently because of a fire in 2017. So all of the plaster has been repaired. We had to repair some limestone and bluestone on this side, which was all done with the guidance of our architect, John G. Waite and Associates in Albany, with SHPO guidance and historic significance. We also had the front doors redone, and those are exact replicas of the original original doors.
And just looking at the outside of the building, there's the ornate pillars here.
Yes.
And there's the beautiful molding up top.
Yes.
And there's this sign over the door. What's the significance of the sign over the door?
Well, in 1895, the women on the board of the Amsterdam Library Association, it had actually been a membership. You had to pay to be able to be a part of it. That's before this building was built. The women on the board decided they wanted it a free, open to all library. So they wrote and published a newspaper, and with the proceeds they were able to spend the money to be able to have us put have a charter made, and we became a free library. That sign is honestly my favorite feature of the entire building. It says everything, open to all. You know, a lot of hard work has been put into making sure not only that Amsterdam had this resource, but continues to have this resource.
Let's go inside.
Sure. You know, over the years, there have been a lot of upgrades. Right now, we just received word that we're getting a grant to repair plaster ceilings because we are taking out fluorescence and installing LED energy efficient light fixtures that would be more consistent with what would have originally been here.
What can you tell me about the bookshelves and this reading room?
They're original oak. Most all of the woodwork in here is oak. We also have this beautiful window seat.
And a fireplace.
Fireplace, yes. We have three fireplaces. They're not working anymore, but they are decorative. This is the dumbwaiter. So this is what you would have put before elevators. This is what you would have put the books on and gotten them floor to floor. They removed it from upstairs. I would like to replace the top portion upstairs and open the mezzanine again.
So there's changes to the building that have been made over the years. There's an addition on the back. There's an elevator that was put in.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, some things sort of had to be moved around. But it's your goal to restore the library to, with a new addition, restore the interior of the front of the building to look exactly as it
exactly.
used to look.
Exactly. And that's where being on the register opens up that whole world of federal funding and grants and preservation that with, you know, the help of our architect, we're able to, we hope at some point, it all takes time to get it back to where it was originally. And that's everything from the vinyl wallpaper they put up in the 80s, the fluorescent lights. You know, they thought they were upgrades at the time, and now we look and we go, ah! So back here, this addition was put on in 1979. And, you know, of course, the quality of the construction is never the same.
As a 1902 versus a 1979,
yes.
You
so
mean?
We're having some issues. The addition is slowly starting to pull itself off the original building. We're not in any danger or anything, but it's, you know, it's not the beauty of the original building. And this is the only floor we have of the addition. So a few years ago, you know, with the architects, I was kind of joking around. I'm like, let's just tear off the addition and put on a new one. And then it literally took on a life of its own. I think people thought I was crazy. But now we have, you know, it worked. So this is going to get taken off. And then we're going to have a new one put up, but it's going to be three floors. So it's going to start in the basement, second floor, and then a third floor.
So how significant is the DRI to making this happen? And then how far along is there a capital campaign for the library? How do we get from where we are right now to a re-realized sort of library?
The DRI is the linchpin. We do have to get further funding, and we are going after other grants. We are working on constant fundraising, and we are working on a large capital campaign right now for next year, early next year, which I will advertise. You know, this is anytime you're dealing with an entity that is a not-for-profit and we don't have very much money, it's puzzle pieces. So the DRI is the first puzzle piece, and it's the state having faith in us. All right, you're going to go out and you're going to get what else you need to get this project done. And with the help of Amanda Bearcroft up at City Hall and our architects, actually, we're in MVLS, Mohawk Valley Library System, we are going after some other grants that will help do pieces at a time. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle. But I have faith that we will get it done, and I'm really, really excited.